Monday is still a few days away, yet there are concerns already for possible severe weather. State lawmakers are taking a different approach towards illegal immigration, and a Norman animal shelter is temporarily closed. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 12th. Oklahomans are being advised to plan ahead for severe weather expected on Monday. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
Central and western Oklahoma are under an enhanced risk for severe weather late Monday afternoon and into the overnight hours. The National Weather Service says all hazards, including tornadoes, will be possible. State climatologist Gary McManus says right now everything still looks to be in place to have what he calls a classic severe weather outbreak across the southern plains. Storms are expected to fire along a dry line. The Weather Service encourages Oklahomans to prepare now for severe weather. Ensure storm shelters are cleaned out and ready for use. Check flashlights and batteries and have multiple ways to receive weather warnings. I'm Nick Daniels.
State lawmakers are creating a new crime to try to combat illegal immigration. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on a proposal punishing people for entering and remaining in the state without legal permission.
The new crime is called impermissible occupation. For a first offense, it's a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail, a $500 fine, and then 72 hours to leave Oklahoma. For a second offense, it's a felony charge, up to 2 years in prison, and a $1,000 fine. House Speaker Charles McCaul is leading the effort. He says the soon-to-be-filed bill uses language upheld by federal courts. McCaul added it also prevents local officials from taking their own initiative to protect immigrant communities.
Cities will not be able to make their own individual designation of whether or not they want sanctuary city status or not. This bill will preempt that and will not allow that in the state of Oklahoma.
Leadership in both the House and Senate say they've drafted the measure with advice and input from the state's attorney general. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
An Oklahoma attorney and a real estate broker are facing a series of indictments for their role in a ghost licensing conspiracy scheme. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports the charges are for their work in black market marijuana operations in the state.
The eight-count indictment accuses politically connected attorney Matt Stacey and real estate broker Chongyo Fu of drug conspiracies. Oklahoma law requires marijuana grow operations to have an Oklahoma resident hold at least a 75% ownership stake. According to the indictment, Fu and Stacey lied on marijuana farm license applications on behalf of black market traffickers. The pair would help them evade residency requirements to establish the farms. The Oklahoma newspaper reports they deny wrongdoing. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Second Chance Animal Rescue in Norman has closed its doors due to mold issues. The shelter says it has temporarily halted services following the discovery of extensive mold and water damage throughout the building, posing safety risks to both staff and animals. The organization says nearly 80 animals have been transported to other shelters. The shelter has not said whether it plans to return to the building after remediation is complete or pursue a new shelter elsewhere. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.